Time to talk with Tim Alcorn of the Cavs, brought to you by your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street in Elyria, on Broadway in Lorain, and on Route 58 in Amherst. I kind of hesitated more because Tuffy is kind of what the talk is going to be about today. Here was Coach Bickerstaff after yesterday's loss to the Pistons. They fell down early in the first. They came back a little bit, but this is what the coach said.
No, I think, Angel, it was the first quarter that did us in. To me, all that other stuff that happened afterwards is irrelevant.
There you go, Tim. That's what it says. You thought that, you know, I mean, that's the coach telling you, look, players, you didn't start out well, so I don't care even if you got it close near the end. There's some hard talking need to be done, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, that was definitely some frustration, you know, anxiousness coming from JB there. It was, you know, Jim and I talked about it during the pregame last night that we had just been through this not too long ago when Toronto came to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and three or four of their starters weren't playing and they were going with a depleted lineup, and they jumped all over the Cavs early in that ball game. And same scenario where the Cavs had to fight uphill all night long, and you know, would history repeat itself? The Cavs couldn't afford to let history repeat itself. Well, it did. I mean, here's a Detroit team that started three rookies. Now, they're pretty talented rookies. I'll tell you what, those three could play, but that's not the point. You're in a situation where, you know, for the most part, you have a fully healthy lineup. Larry Nance Jr. wasn't available last night, but, you know, you've got everybody that you've been counting on, and boy, they came out and just looked so flat. They looked lethargic in that first quarter. And, you know, to their credit, they did battle back. But as JB said, it was the first quarter that really did them in last night.
Coming off of the Bulls loss, though, do you think you would expect maybe a different attitude from that game last night?
I think that played a part in it. I asked JB during his pregame Zoom last night, I said, you know, will you know or did you see at shoot around this morning that they had put Chicago behind them, or do you have to wait until the game to see what's going to be, you know, the mental state of your basketball team after that tough loss? And he said, no, we looked pretty good in shoot around this morning, but boy, they came out and really, to be blunt, they just laid an egg in that first quarter. It was really tough to watch and and to call as well.
Well, they got Chicago next up, I mean, so it's kind of the ghost is coming back for you here, right?
Yeah, and, you know, Chicago with a big road win last night up in Boston. Boston had won six straight ball games and really playing well. And give the Bulls credit, they went in there and beat the Celtics last night. So all of a sudden, Chicago with a little bit of momentum. They are really in the hunt for that number 10 play-in spot. Washington won again last night, so Chicago and Washington are a half game up over Toronto, even though they're not playing in Toronto this year. So, yeah, it'll be a Bulls club that's going to have some momentum. They know they've got a lot to play for, so the Cavs had best be prepared tomorrow night.
Tim, you've had a chance to size up a number of teams around the league now. Any team or two out there that really looks good as we, you know, get down the home stretch?
Well, Craig, in the Eastern Conference, that top three, Philly, Brooklyn, and Milwaukee, seem to be the, you know, the favorites as far as the Eastern Conference is concerned. I really like Philly. For some reason, I just think if it comes down to them and Brooklyn in the Eastern Conference, I'll go with the 76ers in a hard-fought series. I think Doc Rivers has done a great job with them this year. Out West, you know, the Lakers are tough to gauge because they haven't had LeBron. They haven't had Anthony Davis. So, you know, when they're a fully healthy basketball team, and now they've added Drummond, who really has been terrific for them, you know, that's a tough one to really kind of get a bead on because you just don't know. Well, you certainly do know with LeBron and Anthony Davis, they're a totally different ball club. Boy, Utah has been very, very impressive. It's going to be interesting. I don't think there's that one super team that really stands head and shoulders above all else.
We're talking with Tim Alcorn, voice of the Cavs, brought to you by Tuffy Auto Service Center. So as we come to these sort of final weeks, are we still looking to possibly get any kind of postseason action here, or are we kind of certainly throwing our hands up it seems.
Well, I would, I would say now the light is flickering. The last two losses have really dented their chances, because now with Chicago beating Boston last night, the Cavs are four games behind. Now, they still have some head-to-head matchups. They've got Chicago Wednesday night. They've got a couple of games with Washington, who's really playing well. They've got a game against Toronto. So, yeah, I mean, they're not mathematically eliminated, but, boy, it is really going to be difficult. And Saturday's game and last night's game really put a serious dent in the Cavs' chances for that play-in spot. But who knows? You know, there's still a lot of basketball left.
Do you think because they're young they can kind of forget sometimes, or are they starting to sort of feel like, well, maybe this isn't working for us? I mean, we had two good, you know, our backcourt kind of scored, you know, some good points last night, but it was a matter of not, you know, too little too late. So how's their attitude, do you think, going
over? Well, you know, I'm sure they're somewhat down. I know they were down after the game against Chicago. You could hear it in their voices. You could, you know, just by reading between the lines of what they were saying, they knew they let an opportunity get away there. And then, you know, to lose that one last night, like I said, with Detroit literally benching or having seven, they didn't bench them, but they had seven guys inactive last night. They had seven guys at the top of their rotation that did not play, started three rookies, and to lose that one. So, yeah, I'm sure, you know, mentally the Cavaliers have taken a hit here. But, you know, life in the NBA, those games just keep coming. And so you've got Chicago tomorrow night, and then you go on the road. You go right back on the road for three games. You go to Charlotte on Friday, and then Washington on Sunday, and then Toronto, even though it'll be down in Tampa, on Monday. So, you know, the games don't stop, and you know, you have to put yourself in the correct mental frame to be able to compete in these ball games. But the last two losses have really stung this team, and so we'll see how they respond starting tomorrow night with Chicago at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Yep. Again, we will hear more of the call with Tim and the Cavaliers throughout the rest of the – we have like about a month, a little less than a month, I guess. The middle of May is where we're kind of looking at as far as the regular season is concerned, so –
correct. Sunday, May 16th, the final game as far as the regular season is concerned at Brooklyn. And if somehow the Cavs can really turn it around and get hot down the stretch, the play-in week would be the week following Sunday, May 16th. So yep. We'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah, and I don't know whether home court is feeling anything. You know, how does that work? And normally in the NBA, that kind of is a plus for a thing, and there's a lot of home games in May, but we'll see how that works out for the Cavs. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Tim. Take care.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Tim Alcorn joining us, the voice of the Cavs, is brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street in Elyria, Broadway in Lorain, and Route 58 in Amherst.